Part 3. The Reich Ascendant. Chapter 11. Rebuilding the Reich, American Style. With Kennedy dead and Lyndon B. Johnson in the White House, the Nazification of the United States moved ahead largely unhindered. During the Johnson years, the president was surrounded by a coterie of advisors, collectively known as his wise men. All were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. These included John J. McCloy, Averell Harriman, Dean Rusk, William Bundy, Dean Acheson, George F. Kennan, and Robert A. Lovett. By the early 1960s, the Council on Foreign Relations, Morgan and Rockefeller interests, and the intelligence community were so extensively interbred as to be virtually a single entity, remarked Professor Donald Gibson. With young people, the media, and members of Congress fixated on the Vietnam War, few people were aware of the growing power and influence of the military and the immense war machine assembled behind it. Not that this war machine was designed to actually win battles. On the contrary, it was designed to suck tax dollars from the public treasury, centralize power in the government and its corporate sponsors, and spread the new Reich's influence across the globe. Under the banner of freedom and democracy, yet pursuing the agenda of the globalists who supported the Nazis, the United States slowly turned from one of the most admired nations in the world to one of the most despised. William Blum, a former State Department employee turned author, stated, "From 1945 to 2003, the United States attempted to overthrow more than 40 foreign governments and to crush more than 30 populist nationalist movements fighting against intolerable regimes. In the process, the U.S. bombed some 25 countries, caused the end of life for several million people, and condemned many millions more to a life of agony and despair." The result of America's empire-building national policy has been dismal at best and catastrophic at worst. Putting aside the historical aggression displayed by American foreign policy in the Mexican War of 1848 and the Spanish-American War of 1898, a series of misguided foreign policy adventures since the arrival of thousands of Nazis following World War II includes: in 1953, a few years after Iran's Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh engaged in a gradual and lawful nationalization of the oil industry in that Mideast nation, he and his democratic government were deposed by a coup instigated by the CIA.